Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The greatest invention of all was beer.
Once thought of as a down-to-earth drink, these days beer has gotten fancy. The small brewers making what's known as craft beer.
It's beer! Craft beer!
I'm now proud to call myself a beer nerd.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure.
Well, God created beer. That's why I'm sitting here. Sitting in a junction bar, I'm too drunk to drive my car.
Episode 11 of the LouisvilleBeer.com podcast. I'm your host, John Wirth.
I'm John King. Way to fuck that last one up, John.
Yeah, take two, bitch.
John King, you need to be nicer to John Wirth tonight. Because
think so.
He's got some more chores to do when he gets home. Scott Likens, tying it up.
Off-color commentator, Scott Likens. With us tonight, we've got Ken and Wade Mattingly from Old Louisville Brewhouse. What's up, guys?
How's
Grab a mic. Put your damn beer down.
Thanks Come for on. Having
What's
us.
What's happening, man?
Thanks for being here. We're excited. We'll get to you guys later. Right, Scott? Is that how we're doing this?
See, he's got to be like that, man.
I do have to be like this. So what's going on at Value Market, Scott? Let's talk about the...
I don't work at Value Market, man. I work at
we're
BBC.
We're talking about the LouisvilleBeer.com.
I think there's a 12-hour meat sale this Thursday. I'm not sure what is going on at Value Market.
We're doing the Louisville Beer.
So we're talking about events and things we're doing.
Tap handle that's going to have a rotating tap on at Value Market in the Highlands, right?
We are. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard from you and John Bazell. That we're going to have a rotating tap handle that's going to be on at Value Market.
So you just reiterated everything I just said.
No, it's going to be on, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of local beer, a lot of regional beer, probably a lot of national beer are going to be on. It's going to be a rotating tap handle. It has our own LouisvilleBeer.com logo on there. And,
which is made by Drunkwood.
Yeah, actually. Wait a second, Scott. Did you
You're
say...
You're touching me. Get away.
Did you say national beer?
I did say national.
Oh, my God. Whoa! Stop the presses.
Well, I don't know, man, where it's coming from, but
I'm just
up the door.
It's not really up to us. It's up to Value Market to put what they have on.
Right.
But it's going to be the LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle. Yeah, so, pretty cool.
It is awesome. It gives us, a beer. I guess we can go up there and fill up whenever we want
for free. Yeah, let's hope so.
I'm thinking.
Are you listening, John Bazell?
But we're going to get that going on, what's the date on that? It is the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
4 to 7, drinking and shopping and hell raising in Value Market.
And autographs.
Get your picture made with me. Come sit in my lap, ladies.
I was going to say, are you going to be dressed like Santa Claus?
That would be awesome.
I don't think so.
I've got a
Only if you
suit.
Make me Mr. Worth.
I've
sir.
Got a Santa suit.
I'll bet you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. It's a shitty Santa suit.
Do you have any other suits of the furry nature?
Give him one with the latex with a zipper from the mouth.
I wish I did, but
if you don't get home and get those chores done, she's going to make you wear that suit tonight.
Yeah, with the ball gag. So Mellow Mushroom, they're having the Sweetwater launch this week.
They are?
Yes. Let's
Thursday.
That is Thursday, November 21st. They're going to have some beer that you can't get yet from Sweetwater.
Yeah. I was out there yesterday, I think, hanging out, and they had their 420, the pale, the blue, and Lowrider and Festive Ale.
Okay, so they've already got all those on.
They're not on. No. It's on a chalkboard.
It's going to be on.
And
that's what they're going to have for the launch. Come and meet us.
Are we going?
We're going to all try to be there.
We'll be there. We'll all be there.
We will.
Come say hi to the LouisvilleBeer.com
I want to go.
You can come, absolutely. Will you sign autographs, too?
Can I jump Mr. Worth?
Yes, absolutely.
Worth's going to make me come. Nice.
Whoa.
It's not the first time he's heard that.
These guys have heard this podcast before, I guess.
So are we going to be selling anything while we're there? Any giveaways? Anything
maybe
like
we'll
that?
Yeah, we'll bring some bottle openers and maybe some howlers. I've still got some howlers left.
I mean, we're going to go in there and
Does that mean you're going to bring your wife with you? You just said you have some howlers left.
Wow.
Whoa.
Goodness.
Hey, somebody out there, Scott, needs a ride.
I do need
a
ride. If anybody's going to the Sweetwater event around 7 o'clock from the downtown area, pick me up at Main and Clay, and I'll buy you a couple of beers. at the tap room.
So speaking of Sweetwater, John King and Scott Likens had a chance to sit down with Curtis MacArthur and Ken Tuckey, who's the sales rep from...
Yeah, he's the regional sales rep around here. He lives out of Lexington. So I hung out with him, I think, what was that, Thursday night? Wednesday? I can't...
It was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday night. So we hung out and talked about what they're going to be doing here, and that's when he kind of broke the news about the Mellow Mushroom thing and kind of invited us to go up to that. So a lot of good things coming down from Sweetwater. So, they're just, from what I've heard from a lot of liquor stores, their three beers are actually selling really well. So they can't complain right now.
Well, cool. Let's play that interview that you had with Curtis right now.
This thing's fucking on. They can edit. They can edit this. It does look like I'm talking to a taint taser. This is John King and Scotty Likens from LouisvilleBeer.com. We're actually, where are we recording from? Phil Derner's?
That's Scott Likens, you fuckface. And yes, it's Phil Derner's office.
Awesome. We're actually with Curtis MacArthur from Sweetwater Brewing and...
Ken Osborne.
I'm horrible with fucking names. Sorry, Ken. Is Ken Osborne the same motherfucker that was on Jeopardy?
Oh, no, that's Ken Jennings. That guy's way dumber than me.
All right, so we're going to... Oh, wow, great start. So we're going to ask a few questions. We asked the internet some questions to ask Curtis, and we have some as well. So, Curtis, could you talk a little bit about the distribution that, you know, you started in Lexington, Northern Kentucky, then decided, you know what, we're going to help those dick fucks out in Louisville.
I can, yeah, and to all you Louisville beer drinkers out there, I definitely apologize for picking Big Blue over you guys in the cards. It wasn't an intentional choice. It just happened that way. We got up and running there in Lexington. Me being out of Nashville, I kind of had my hands tied with the deal, but I was helping out with the rollout. Now that we have Mr. Ken Tucky Osborne on board with us, we decided to go ahead and roll with you guys here in Louisville. So we do apologize for the couple-month delay.
Side note, Ken, are you a Cats fan? Real quick.
Absolutely. I bleed blue.
Ken is off the podcast. Fuck you, Ken.
What do you think he is, an idiot? I mean, God, of course he's a Kentucky fan.
All right, so speak a little bit about Sweetwater. You know, how many barrels per year do you guys do? How many states you're distributed to? Kind of give me the general stats if some guy off the street would ask you.
Sure. Well, in a nutshell, I'd like to give you just a little bit of history about the brewery. We were started by two college roommates. They went to school at UC Boulder. Actually found themselves doing a little bit more beer drinking than studying, as I'm sure plenty of us have found over the years. But anyways, come 96, they were on a little road trip down to the great state of Georgia for the Olympics, if you remember. And they decided when they got there that basically Atlanta was a beer wasteland, and that's where they wanted to set up their brewery. So the next year in 97, we set up shop, and the beers have been flowing ever since. It's a great company. Like I said, we're coming up on our 17th anniversary, and couldn't be happier to be bringing our Heady Brews to the great state of Kentucky.
You said Heady Brews. What's your thoughts on Heady Topper canceling the cannery for public?
Well, first off, let me go ahead and put out that this is my personal opinion, and by no means do I represent the opinion of Sweetwater Brewing Company as a whole. But I actually got the chance to meet John Kimmich a couple weeks ago in Nashville at a homebrewers conference. He made no mention of the fact that the tasting room, the canning room, whatever their sales room was going to get closed. But I have heard that on beernews.org and Beer Advocate and all that. And honestly, I mean, my take on it is that you got to do what you got to do. I understand there's a lot of beer geeks and beer nerds like myself that, you know, never necessarily got to make the pilgrimage up to the Alchemist. But, you know, you got to take care of your backyard. And that's something that we've always done at Sweetwater. Got to take care of your backyard first. And, you know, if the people in his hometown in Waterbury weren't happy, then you got to do something to change and make sure that they're happy and, you know, They're loyal customers too, you know what I mean? I can understand why they didn't want a bunch of, you know, roughneck bearded dudes coming through, getting drunk, wasted, trashing their front yards. So
okay, so Louisville, thank you very much. Louisville got the 420, the blue, and the IPA. What else do we expect to see within the next coming months from Sweetwater?
So you're right. We've got six packs on both 420, IPA, and blue. However, you guys are also going to get our mixed variety pack, the Tackle Box, which we're drinking out of right now. And it's going to include 420 and IPA. But for the winter season, which should be changing out here soon, you're going to see our brand new winter seasonal, which is going to be called Whiplash. And then we're going to throw a little bit of Georgia Brown in there for you as well.
All right, and Whiplash is a white IPA, correct? If I saw, because you guys bottled a shitload of it the past couple days.
We did, yeah. We just bottled that for the first time on Monday. I was down at the brewery this weekend and got to try some out of the Bright Tank for the first time. Delicious, delicious, traditional Belgian wit beer, I guess you could say. We ferment with a traditional Belgian yeast, but then we dry hop it with a bunch of American hops, so you get a nice, nice citrusy, hoppy aroma and flavor out of the beer. But it's still light-bodied from the wheat malt that we use.
All right, we have a couple questions from Roger Baylor of New Albanian Brewing Company. He asked, what are your thoughts about, you know, since you're living in Nashville, not Atlanta, what are your thoughts about the Braves moving out to Cobb County? Does the brewery have any thoughts in regards to that? Or do you have any thoughts? Not the brewery. I do not speak for the brewery.
Like I said, you guys are trying to get me in trouble here. I definitely do not speak for the brewery. You know, that just came down this weekend after I was there. I'm a longtime Braves fan, having grown up in Tennessee, so that was my local baseball team. I can go both ways on it, man. I saw a chart graph that got published, I believe, yesterday or the day before, released by the city of Atlanta, kind of showing where the demographics lie as far as Braves fans. And it definitely was skewed towards the north of Atlanta, which is where Cobb County is. So in that sense, it makes it more convenient for the majority of our fans to go down there. There's also arguments, you know, that Turner Field's only 16 years old. Why are we replacing it after only 16 years? I grew up, like I said, going to those Braves games, so I've definitely got a sentimental attachment to Turner Field, and I'm gonna hate to see it go, but we wish the Braves the best of luck. And you know, in the meantime, we've got at least the 2014 and 2016 season to catch them at Turner Field the last couple years.
Roger Baylor also had another question, and I wrote this word for word so you can understand it. Please explain Sweetwater scarcity tactics here in Louisville, which leverage existential beer geek anxiety somewhat cynically. Now, I've taken comps before for doctoral, and I could not answer this fucking question. So let's see if you can do a better job.
I feel like it's a loaded question, but I'll do my best. To get to the root of it, I mean, to answer that question, yes, there was a scarcity of Louisville. Of Sweetwater beer in Louisville only because we weren't distributing beer in Louisville. We started in Lexington. We had a little bit out in northern Kentucky, and now we've come here. I'm sure that there were some of you guys out there that were bootlegging a little bit of beer, either from Nashville or from Lexington, which is completely understandable. We appreciate you guys. But at the end of the day, it was never our intention to keep beer out of Louisville. We always, from the get-go, when we came into the state of Kentucky, planned on coming to Louisville, and it just took a little bit longer than we had expected. So we're happy with the way things have gone so far. If you guys don't know, we signed with River City Distributing. We think they're going to be a great long-term partner for us with the brand, and we're looking forward to the next few years with you guys and next decades, you know, selling beer here in Louisville and building it up.
So do you guys have any like events coming to Louisville, any tap takeovers or anything like that?
Absolutely. Next Thursday, the 21st, good looking, we'll be rolling out our official promo for Sweetwater in Louisville at the Mellow Mushroom in St. Matthews. We're going to kick off probably around 6 o'clock, and we'll be having 420 IPA and Blue, the core brands. And then we'll also be bringing in Low Rider, and then kind of really the big dog will be the Festive Ale, which is our winter seasonal that we do. So that'll also be on tap, and you probably won't see that that beer around town for a while. So if you're looking to taste all of our stuff, that's the place to get out and see it.
Awesome. I have a, and usually most of my interviews, I have a rapid fire question section. So none of these questions are written down. So we're going to just ask them random stuff. What is your guys' favorite thing about the state of Kentucky? We'll start with you since you're actually from Kentucky.
The people and the University of Kentucky basketball.
Nice.
Son of a bitch.
he's right here in the pit of Phil Derner's office saying that shit, and that is awesome.
Phil Derner just woke up from a nap and just goes, son of a bitch, stroked his beard and is driving down here right now.
All right, this is Curtis here. My answer would be horse racing and Shelton Brothers distribution.
I can agree with Shelton Brothers. All right. What was the beer that essentially got you into craft beer?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Shit in the bed here.
Yeah.
This is rapid.
Crapped all over myself. I didn't see that coming.
I'll give you some time to think. For me, it was Moose Drool from Big Sky Brewing Company in Missoula, Montana. I actually went to high school out in Montana, and that brewery, that beer, opened my eyes up to a completely new world of beer.
Doesn't have anything to do with where I'm at right now, but no shit, it was BBC's Nut Brown. I started into the industry with Bryant Distributing when they were going on, and they had BBC in Lexington, and it was the first beer that really hit me to where I knew I found something I loved.
Awesome. I'm done with fucking questions. We're going to end this podcast.
Man, that was a great interview.
Whoa.
Good job. Do you have an RTV degree or something?
That was a very Larry King, Michael Jackson-esque interview style.
Man, I tell you, the ending of that interview was awesome.
Whoa.
You just, like, dropped the mic.
It was all impromptu because I had the handheld podcast thing, so it was just pretty much shoving it in people's faces. Right.
Is that what you're calling a vibrator? He's the handheld podcaster.
It looks like the taser.
It does look like a taser.
I think it was a taser.
It was actually. I mean, if you notice.
Speaking of that word, don't you have an offer?
I do. They're actually, if you go down, I haven't saw where it's written in BBC at Third Main, somewhere near the bathroom, written in big letters. It says "suck taint." And whoever steps forward, I think it has to be a fan of the podcast. So if you step forward, I'll buy you a couple of beers at the tap room.
You're going to have so many people at
the tap
room.
I need people to own up to this. So, you know, but yeah.
And you have to give them a ride to the Mellow Mushroom event, right?
I do?
No. The winner that wrote that has to give you a ride.
That'd be great.
What if someone got a tattoo of that on themselves?
Maybe we could get it.
Maybe Scott already does. He looked down at his belly when he said that.
Yeah, that's what I have written on my stomach. Right. I'm getting ready to take my shirt off in here and show everyone.
Please don't.
Did you just call me fat, dude?
He just meant uncomfortable. That's
all right. Cool. Dig it.
So Ken and Wade, brothers in beer, what's up?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on.
Pleasure to be
here. One more event before we move on.
Yeah,
Kegs and Eggs.
Boom. Yeah, Kegs and Eggs. I totally forgot about that. That is this Saturday, right?
8 a.m.
Yeah.
Be there or suck
pulling
it.
Pulling it up on the old Facebooker. Saturday, November 23rd.
There you go.
Starting at, golly, 8 a.m. So they are having, what kind of beers are they having? Bourbon Barrel Beers, Bourbon Barrel Stout from BBC, Lexington Bourbon Ale, and Schlafly's Imperial Stout. Founders Backwoods Bastard, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that beer.
Don't call me a bastard, you bastard.
Basically, y'all just get everybody shit-faced at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, and some amazing omelets.
It's an awesome event. Yeah, I mean, he does it every year on Oaks Day, and he usually has KBS from Founders, and it's a great time. I lost my car. Once and spent $50 riding back and forth from the Highlands
looking
to Jeffersonville, and it was parked a block from my house. So.
Nice.
Yeah, guys, don't get us wrong. We're for it.
I hear you.
You should go. I mean, the omelets are amazing.
You're either
goat cheese
or you're
and sausage
it.
And all kinds of good
Don
stuff.
Don, again, is inviting us to come.
He is inviting you to come.
Goat cheese and sausage, you know. That's code for something.
I'll bet.
Teddy Bear Kisses from Upland
is going
to be
John
in
behind the dumpsters, what that's code for.
And Bell's Expedition Stout.
That's a lot of, is there anything, that's a lot of good dark imperial stouts.
It's a lot of great beer.
A lot of great beer.
So yeah, halfway to Kegs and Eggs, 2014. Go there at Boombah's Highlands.
And didn't Boombah's just celebrate like their 15th or 25th anniversary, I saw?
I think, yeah, I saw something about that on
Facebook. Yeah, it was 15. Facebook. They did 15-cent pizzas or something.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the first location over there in St. Matthews?
I'm 31 years old, and I grew up. I have only been here since 2005. So
you could just say no,
or I could be a smart ass.
Be all right. Yeah.
No, John, I don't remember that location.
You don't remember
Sorry.
That location? Yeah, I do. It was awesome. You guys missed out. So Ken and Wade, man, there's so many awkward pauses tonight. What is going on?
This is like your first. This is like your senior prom. It's like.
You're thinking about that suit with the zipper mouth, aren't you?
I'm just hoping he invites me to come to that as well.
I bet he does.
Right. Forget it. Yeah, I'm not going. So tell me about Old Louisville Brewhouse. What's going on?
Basically, the concept has been that I'm trying to bring something that Old Louisville doesn't have, which is good beer to Old Louisville.
It is kind of dry over there, right?
There's about three bars there, alt bars, I would say there. So there's not a lot of good beer there. Mm-hmm.
You mean the tavern doesn't have a great selection?
It's only open 22 hours a day. I mean,
Juanita's Burger Boy doesn't have.
I think they have Natty Ice and Stella on tap. Yeah, it's unfortunate. There's just not a lot there, and driving across town to get a good beer kind of sucks.
Yeah. So you're doing something about it, which is awesome.
Well, that's my goal.
A lot of people just move, but you're like, no, I'm going to open up
my
own place.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck this, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Please watch your language. This is a children's podcast.
This is actually going out on WHAS radio.
Oh, so Lays next door.
I forgot to tell you about that. Yeah.
But yeah, the goal is just to bring good beer into Old Louisville in a very affordable, simplistic manner. I'm not looking to a huge venture. I'm not looking to pour a lot of money into it. I want it to be simple. I want it to be community driven. I just want people to show up. The second piece of the puzzle was my brother's been brewing beer for 20 plus years, and I think he's good at it. I enjoy it, and I'd love to put it out there to the world.
I'm digging the peanut.
The peanut is good that you guys brought.
Peanut butter ale.
That's pretty awesome.
Very tasty. There's not a whole lot of peanut. I was thinking it was going to be a little overwhelming, but it's not. It's,
no, I mean, there's like
good balance.
Put about a pound of peanuts in it, ground them up at Whole Foods. I mean, it's just straight roasted peanuts. After I did it, I thought maybe, you know, another half pound or something to kind of up it a little bit. But, you know, my wife really likes it. And
I think it's good. You get a lot of peanut up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just.
Like John, don't forget, you've got a peanut allergy.
I thought my windpipe was closing off while I was drinking this over here on my second glass. Right.
That's a good sign, though. That means there's really peanuts in there.
Yeah, true.
I know.
True.
Well, the nice thing about it as well, I mean, this is his first run on it. I've kind of upped the ante here lately in terms of doing this and begun to challenge him because I want to do different things. I want to do interesting things. One of the things I threw out to him is I was like, there's these commons floating around, and Kentucky's known for Kentucky Common. The big thing, I was like, let's do a Kentucky Common. I know some other places have done it, but he did a legitimate Kentucky Common, and he's also done, and we brought with us a Kentucky Common Sour. So, again, the sour's popular, Kentucky Common. And I feel like that's a thing we're going to kind of tie into a theme on. But the beauty of it is I can throw anything his way. I can say I want, you know, leathery ash chap, pale ale IPA.
And
that's one of Scott's favorites. It's one of your favorites, isn't it, Scott?
The Assless Chaps?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple of pairs.
I'm
on that right now, actually. Thanks for noticing.
Nice.
That sounds like characteristics from rateadvocate.com or whatever the site is.
Rate Advocate.
Rate Advocate.
But,
Maybe this is not a family show.
Yeah, it's not anymore.
I think the ladies next door left.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, he can do about anything and brew anything, and he's up for anything. And like I said, my goal was just...
he's right here. You can just let him speak
himself. I like talk, so...
Wade's the face.
I'm talking, what am I say?
It's all right.
Wade's kind of the face, you know, of our endeavor.
You're behind the curtain.
Yeah, I mean, I just like making beer.
How long you've been brewing? 20 years?
Over 20 years. Back when I was in college, we would go down to Lina's in Euclid and Woodland.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just, like, get pictures of Budweiser, and we watch football games, and we see these old guys coming in there and drinking Guinness and Watney's and thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe people drink that stuff. And, you know, 5 years later, I started drinking that stuff, and it was pretty awesome.
Right.
The Lexington Herald Leader would put out an article every 2 years about homebrewing. Mm-hmm. And I just saw that. I'm like, you know, damn it, I can do that.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got into it and just started making good beer. And
so, you know, self-taught, or did you have like somebody that you brewed with that had done it before?
I Charlie Papazian, The Complete Joy of Homebrewing, got that book, read it cover to cover, the Bible, and and just started making stuff. And then, you know, I subscribed to Zymergy now, and just Beer Advocate, and just to kind of get ideas and you know, make sure that
Did you just say Beer Advocate?
That's a bad word.
Did we just open a beer from Evil Twin?
Well, when I say Beer Advocate, here's I want to know what's out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're just loaded with the stuff that's out there. And you know, I just Wade has really just pushed me to try different things. I mean, we made a kind of like a session IPA with rosemary in it, and. I mean, if we'd had a chicken sandwich with that thing, I mean, it'd have set it off.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So he kind of pushes
maybe
me.
Maybe make a chicken sandwich beer with rosemary in it. Yeah.
I think he could do it. The gauntlet's thrown, my friend.
Right.
What, do I have like 2 months?
2 months.
2 months.
Go.
Okay.
We'll have you back on.
We'll be back.
We'll get to taste test it.
Chicken rosemary beer.
I actually give you a little fun fact here. He just recently won Middle School Science Teacher of the Year for the state of Kentucky.
Wow. Oh, way to go. So a science teacher that's a home brewer.
He's easily the smartest guy in this room right now.
You know, I don't want to go down a bad path.
Right. We stick with beer.
We want to be legal.
Exactly.
Okay, stick with beer. Yeah,
we do have a connection that just happened.
What's that?
Mr. King is actually in charge of teacher education at the University of Louisville.
Whoa.
So we may have to have an education talk when we get a few beers in here.
Why don't y'all get your own podcast?
I was going to break in. What kind of system do you use? How big? What kind of barrels or kegel? Or
just a 5 gallon system.
Wow.
Just brew 5 gallons.
So what are you
going to
do when you start brewing
if we can make this work? We're going to go 1 barrel system.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I want to keep it small. I think repeatability is important, but I also think that, you know, when it's just a little bit different every time, I mean, that's artisan.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what I want people to expect is, you know, we're going to try different things and we're going to try to mix it up a little bit. And, you know, I just want to make beer that people like.
Right.
One of the other things I'd like to chime in on that, because I know a lot of people are just like, yeah, 1 barrel, 3 barrel. It's just not sustainable. It's not feasible. You know, the concept is not to.
Do you guys have something to share with the
rest
of the
class? Yeah, I think they're passing notes over here.
No, go ahead.
But I mean, the concept's not to come out and immediately distribute, immediately do all these sorts of things.
Sure.
I very much enjoy the old Louisville potential. Mm-hmm. Potential is a big word. And I would love to get into something small, get involved with other small businesses and create an atmosphere down there that is similar to a place that now I have to drive away from. And that's one of the things he's talking about. We're fine with starting small. Yeah, I know 1 barrel, 3 barrel, it's not sustainable in terms of ramping things up. But what it does allow you to do is change things, present new things, be creative. And that's one of the big things that we're trying to shoot for.
So do you guys have a location yet?
Well, I had a location. It was actually on the corner of a 6 and Oak. It had a precedence of being a Limerick Tavern from 1950 to 1978.
You remember that place, John King?
No, but I got a good Limerick.
I bet you do.
No, not really.
Okay.
I heard you had the smallest Limerick in town.
Anyhow, but you know, we thought we were fine. Everything was good to go. We had a dual storefront place set up that we'd actually even started some light remodeling on. We had a wonderful landlord. And that's one of the beautiful things is we're looking to work with somebody who is a forward-thinking person who has a great vision, idea, and will allow us to do some things that we want to do. I had the space. I had the place. But unfortunately, due to the 2002 implementing TNZD and its crazy zoning requirements, we
effectively got shot down. I reached out to the mayor. I reached out to my councilman. They got involved, and I was very impressed. And I've been all along very impressed with the city's approach to things. They are very much on board to make businesses happen.
Mm-hmm.
However, unfortunately, there's a reason why Old Louisville's dead, and it's because of the zoning. There's right. not a lot of opportunities for things to happen in Old Louisville, and that's what we're trying to overcome right now. We're mm-hmm. trying to find that perfect space or find people who will help us overcome the zoning to allow right. us to have that space.
Right. So is there real estate available in Old Louisville that's, you know, commercially zoned, like zoned already, ready to go, that you could just...
It's so complicated down there. If you look at the Beer Engine guys, I listen to y'all's podcast with them, and I fully empathize with them because, you know, I know the, quite frankly, the shit that they went through with what they were doing for something that the neighborhood wants. And that's what just befuddles me. The neighborhood sure. wants.
And I think the neighborhood in Old Louisville would totally... You know,
oh, it would support it, I think.
Yeah, you know, sure. that's the frustrating thing is you have a demand for this. I mean, you look at you guys. Y'all started this, and y'all have a demand for y'all's podcast. Y'all have a demand
we do?
For your website.
Well, I'm somewhat famous. I don't know if you know who I yeah. am. But
I think once people see you and your athletic build, you're golden.
What are you trying to say?
You calling him fat
you
again?
Just keep on, you know, just your whole thing about going to the gym.
I do.
I think Wade is just really trying to say, Scott, is – you're kind of hot, all right?
I should be somewhat of your role model, dude, honestly. Going forward.
I will drive you to this event, okay?
Wow, it's a date.
Oh, fuck,
we've got a
yes.
date.
Yeah, definitely. This should be videoed. Definitely.
If this were a video podcast, our ratings would be in the gutter.
Or it'd be on XTube.
What's XTube?
You know.
YouTube's... older brother.
Maybe we can get Trixie's to sponsor this podcast. Can we do a remote from Trixie's?
Yeah,
I'm going out there tomorrow to talk to those guys about that tomorrow.
Your usual seat, Mr. Likens.
I actually think I'm going to go for the 15. What? How much is that prime rib buffet at Trixie's? Prime rib buffet at Trixie's.
I can gladly say, and since 2005, I've never been to a strip club.
You haven't had a meal in a strip club.
I've never been. No, I've never been to one in Louisville. Thank God.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, no, I know.
You haven't been to Thoroughbred 24?
No.
24. Are there that many of them?
Yeah.
No. Is it a chain?
Here's what I would like to know: is there any craft beer on? At any titty bars in town.
I guarantee there is.
Hey, let's find that
friend,
out.
Friend, I will partner with you and find that out. We can go on a quest.
Hey, this sounds like a research project to me, boys and girls.
Yes. American Express for that. For that.
The gold card.
Because, I mean, you pick me up, dude. I'll ride out there with you.
And I think Worth actually posted some questions online. Did you grab those written down? Worth posted some questions. We actually had some of our local brewers. Mr.
Dave Pierce took time out from work from Muscle Blast to post a question.
Sam J. Cruz wants to know, who are the brewers? We know that already.
Yeah.
Some of these questions are like, well, duh. Yeah, we're going to ask what your name
actually,
is.
I think
put that on Facebook.
Hey, Pierce posted that from Muscle Blast in the class.
And size of the brew house. We kind of went over that.
Yeah, we're just looking small. We just want to – listen, I teach middle school kids. I've got 7 more years before I can retire. I would love to get
this
involved.
This guy needs a place to brew beer so he can get the fuck away from those crazy-ass kids.
So you're like doing kind of the legal of Breaking Bad. You're just getting
When you guys were whispering in each other's ears, we already talked about that. So, yeah, you missed part of the podcast there.
Scott says he doesn't hear any of the podcast. So.
You don't listen to them. That's fine.
No, man, you know the old phrase, it makes you go deaf.
What does?
What does? Point taken.
Huh?
So explain your concept, brew pub, distribution plans, open date. This is all from Sam Cruz.
I appreciate that, Sam. It's funny because we were at the Beer Fest down in Lexington. And
the Fest of Ales?
Yes. Yep. And Ken, God love him, is just loves beer so much. And he went up, and I really thought – he would have literally licked Sam's taint. He bragged about.
Who is Ken? God. You were going to go lick Sam's taint?
That's me, Scott. Sitting here.
I'm sitting here going, you were going to lick Sam's taint?
Well, not really.
No.
I mean, like in a
heaven's
like
no,
like in a friend kind of way.
Yeah.
All right. Like we're buddies.
Yeah.
Like in the handicap, like porta potty, where you got more room.
But to
by the food trucks.
But anyway, at the festivals.
Just went up to Sam and was just like, man, you know, it's awesome that you do what the fuck you want to do. You brew what you want to brew. You know, that's awesome. And that's, you know, that's kind of one of the concepts here is the biggest mistake you can do is brew what you think you like. We're not looking to do that. We're looking to brew something that appeals. But I mean, there's no grandiose plans here. I'm looking at something that's very, very much community driven. I feel like that area is starving for something like this. It's starving for a nightlife. And I think we'd be the first of many, community ventures down there. So
I think you're just filling a niche that needs filled.
Well, exactly.
Down there. And it's a selfish niche, right? I mean, you're doing this for yourself because
I mean, what better than a good beer and a TV, and not having to drive?
Some hot chicks, maybe.
Maybe some hot chicks. We'll talk to Trixie.
I'm just saying.
See what we can do on our little 7th Street venture when we see if we find any craft beer on 7th Street.
I'm all about that. I'm off on Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, by the way.
All right, Monday sounds good to me.
It's a date. So, David Pierce, who are they? Who are you, mother?
We are just some dudes who want to make good beer, want to just kind of spread the craft brew message.
What the hell is in my beer?
Looks like a
raisin.
That's like a miniature
that's
mouse,
a cherry.
Isn't it?
The fuck?
We are drinking Evil Twin.
Let's smoke that.
Something weird.
All right, we're drinking.
It looks like a piece of cake.
Drinking right now Evil Twin Imperial Biscotti Break, and this
delicious.
Is actually aged on cherries. And so you just had your first taste of a cherry.
Wow.
Did he just break his cherry?
Cherry up here at the podcast?
On the podcast.
He just broke his cherry.
Thank you, John King.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. I mean, it looks like a piece of chewed up chocolate cake.
Yeah, but
you've had worse in your mouth.
I don't know. I'm gonna leave that here for Dan.
Why is Betsy cooking tonight?
I've had Betsy's casserole and it's really good, John.
When's
dinner gonna be ready for the worst Thanksgiving that I'm coming to? By the way, is it gonna be in the evening?
I don't know.
Because I mean, didn't King come over there?
Maybe.
So can I come over there too?
Sure.
What time?
I don't know.
Give me a date.
Fine. Am I going to have to drive you?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe you guys could do
I'm like his new
tour.
New cabbie, aren't I?
If you're not busy, man.
Maybe you guys go to the strip clubs and then come to my place for Thanksgiving.
How about they come over too, man?
There you go. It's a free-for-all. Any listeners that don't have anywhere to go? No, I'm kidding.
So
David
Pierce.
Shelter over there right now.
Right. Evan Brill wants to know, what styles do you plan on brewing?
You know, ales.
You,
yeah, I mean, IPAs, pale ales, stouts, porters.
I mean, do you have a beer in your arsenal that you've done that your friends are like, oh, my God?
Well, I mean,
this
like
is amazing.
The pale ale that you had earlier.
Yeah, that was.
That one was like with Simcoe hops. I guess the first time Wade really had some of my beer was back in 98, 99. And so I think it was we called it 3-point pale ale back then. And, mm-hmm. Since we always get together for a NCAA tournament that first weekend, and so we started calling it Bracketville Pale Ale, and just
how about cats beat people's ass in the first weekend Pale Ale? Let's change it to that.
And there Scott goes again with another great
or
name.
Or we could call it by a shorter name.
Or the Robert Morris Imperial Stout.
I was going to say. Took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah.
But, you know, and just kind of keeping to those traditional styles, but changing up ingredients. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say a lot, but, you know, we've thought about kind of messing around with maybe like a roasted garlic kind of, you know, malt, you know, amber, you know, just something, just that's not that crazy. It's overpowering, but, and I think that's the thing about small batch brewing is you don't have to invest quite as much in each batch.
You
so you
can,
you can really kind of push the envelope a little bit.
Speaking of pushing the envelope, what kind of pour is that you're doing over there?
He's got this flat-ass homebrew.
Yeah.
Flat-ass
barley wine.
Julio did. I had it earlier. Julio did, I guess, he did an okay job, but.
It was like 3/4 of the way full.
Yeah, he didn't fill it, so you got to shake it up to get a little bit of carbonation. So we're going to enter in what I call our rapid-fire question round. So I'm going to ask some questions. I'd like both your answers as soon as they come.
He said come.
Hey, watch that now.
All right. If you had to get a burger, is it going to be Juanita's or Ollie's Trolley?
Ooh.
That's you, Wade. You're local.
This is rapid fire. You answer.
Juanita's.
Whoa.
Oh, you're not going to. Okay.
Well, listen, I fucking Mount Vernon.
Yeah, come on. I drove 2 hours to get here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, balls.
Yeah. Oh. Dedication.
Wendy's in Mount Vernon.
Nice.
Oh.
That's really all they have.
No, McDonald's. Yeah, it sucks.
Favorite beer from a Louisville brewery?
Oh,
rapid fire.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
Against the grain.
Great beer.
Oh man, BBC Stout.
Bourbon Barrel Stout.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite.
Favorite beer from a Lexington brewery?
West 6 IPA. That's my favorite.
A good one.
Country Boy Amos.
Favorite place to grab a bite to eat and also a drink as well here in Louisville.
BBC 3rd Street.
See, I live here, so I'm rattling through them all. But I will say Boomba's, they do it right. They do it right.
If you could only have one style of beer for the rest of your life, what would it be?
IPA, baby.
This day and age stout.
What are your thoughts on, are you yay or nay for other states' breweries coming into the state of Kentucky?
Did you say gay or nay?
I'd say nay
to that question. I'm for it. I mean, I think.
Why would you be against it?
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to share the wealth. You got to spread it out. We've got to get the message out there. I mean, people
good for them
want
good,
good
for
beer.
I would like to see. I like to see more of the small breweries across the board, going across the state lines, the River Towns, the 50 West. Just more small ones, not the big boys. The big boys can do it because they got the money. I like to see the small guys. Move across state lines. I think it's great for the industry.
Sure. What next, King?
Trixies or Godfathers?
Godfathers.
I was thinking Trixies.
Asian Spa in Preston or Asian Spa in Butchel?
The one in Shepherdsville.
Oh, nice. Taking it out to Bullitt County.
I thought this was...
Maybe give me a ride out there.
We can get a hotel out there for $15. We're good.
And that's why we have Scott Likens on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
And a scholar.
Oh, wow.
Is that it for the rest?
No, I have one more question.
Okay, one more.
Who do you think is more real, Bigfoot or Alf? Bigfoot or Alf?
Alf. I mean, he had a TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Alf.
No, Bigfoot has a TV show of people looking for him.
People are out looking for him, man.
It's like
but they
18
haven't
seasons.
Found him.
There's some asshole right now.
That he is fucking sneaky.
Nobody's looking for fucking Alf, dude.
He's got a poly wine.
Bigfoot is sneaky.
Alf's in a trunk.
Did you just say that Bigfoot is a ninja? Is that what you're saying, Wade?
I mean, he's a sneaky little bastard.
All right, one last question. Is Pappy Van Winkle worth the hype?
And did you steal it? Are you that school teacher that stole all the Pappy Van Winkle?
I know. Wow.
No comment on the last question. And on the first question, I'd say no, not worth it.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, not worth that sort of hype.
It's great. It's a great bourbon. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, really? How much Buffalo Trace could you get for $200 a bottle?
Sure.
Yeah, someone's going 400.
Yeah, let me interrupt and say you're sour. Is this a sour common?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hits a spot. It's not too sour at all. I mean, it's got a good little...
I've got the pale, and it's pretty awesome, too. I love that peanut butter ale.
Is that your favorite of the night, Scott?
My favorite.
Thank you.
And it's a full-ground peanut.
I'm going to go ahead and power through this pale so I can get a little more of that.
You want some more nut?
Yeah, I hear you want it up front.
So speaking of nut, Sam J. Cruz is also asking, is the equipment ordered and from where?
Of course not. The equipment's not ordered because Old Louisville hates the opportunity of having new businesses to brew beer.
No. Old Louisville wants a place to brew beer. Yeah. It's the
zoning commission.
Zoning
is what doesn't want it. You just got to fight it, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
they don't want tax engine. Money. I mean, they don't want
we'll
business.
We'll put you in touch with the beer. Do you know the beer engine guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, okay. I know
have
Brian.
Have you spoken
and,
with them
yeah.
about the zoning stuff? And,
no,
because they've gone through it. They can probably give you
I mean,
you know,
dude, they went,
some
they've,
advice.
They've went toe-to-toe on this shit, and their stuff's going to open. So, I mean, I would.
I'll fully say, though, that theirs, not to demean them at all and be disrespectful, theirs was very simple. TNZD is this overlay map that Old Louisville came up with that is ridiculous. And it has, in part, been the reason why Louisville is not on the map right now. And I think, though, there are the right people, IDS 40203, there's the right people down there right now who want things to happen, and it's just a matter of getting people together and making things happen. And that's what craft, you know, people in craft beer do. They get together and they make things happen. They collaborate, they talk, you know, things happen. And I'm confident things will happen. So
David Pierce says general business experience. What's so we that? Know you're a school teacher.
What's right? that mean? Yeah. Well, I mean,
like, could you guys review your resume for us right
now? Yes. I think David Pierce is wanting, and we could put that on the show notes, your resumes.
No, I'll 100% answer that. Until I moved up here to Old Louisville 2.5 years ago, I'd never worked for another person.
Another chunk in my beard, just so you guys know. And a stem or something.
I think your lip's rotten off from something you've had in your mouth at some point. Dude,
you got the dregs, man.
Well, I did get the bottom of the...
But here's what you do, John. I mean, can you tie the stem into a knot with your tongue?
Let's try that later.
Okay. Yeah.
So we did have two dates here now. Me and Scott have a date.
You and John have a date.
Wow. That's it.
Wow. I'm like the fifth wheel.
Yeah. Right. I'm glad to ask you to leave.
As usual. So, yeah, business experiences.
When I was 21 years old, I was working on my second degree. I opened a retail flower shop, grow shop. It's a greenhouse. We grew and
grow shop.
No, it was all legal. It was all legal. I know.
I'm asking for John Worth.
He had a hookah bar on the side.
Oh wow!
Right. Speaking of, are you guys going to have a hookah bar in Louisville?
No, there are too many fucking hookah bars on Bardstown Road.
I'm thinking about opening one in my apartment over there.
You probably got
actually,
one.
Actually, if
right.
you guys want to come over,
they could have a hookah bar Bambi walk.
Oh, that's what I love is there's a fucking hookah bar down on Old Louisville, and I'm just like, okay, so they you know they can have
they
this,
that,
you know, but you know not what the people want.
Smoke them if you got them.
But to answer your question, I've worked for myself and been in business for myself for 14 years. I ran a retail operation and a retail grow operation. I know it's different from, and it's not weed. It's different
no
from. Hey, you were looking at me with that sweet twinkle in your eye.
we just met 2 hours ago.
But, you know, I know
easy,
it's,
big fella.
It's different than beer and brewing and distributing and all that sort of stuff, but it is still growing, brewing. It is, you know, putting in front of the customers retail. I've done that, and I did it at a young age. I saw what didn't work, and that's one of the things I'm doing now. I'm not wanting to do something that's not going to work. From that point on, I've been investing, doing real estate. I do construction management now, so I manage other people, work with other people. Am I a genius when it comes to this sort of stuff? No, but how many of these brewers are, and they make it work? It's
Largest,
a lot
yeah.
of it is passion.
Yeah.
If you have a passion for
he wasn't talking about you, Scott. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, I do know what I'm doing, dude.
Yeah, we're going down 7th Street on Saturday looking driving, for craft beer, and I'm driving.
You're driving, man. I mean, I think this could be something we could turn. We could.
This
like,
might be a podcast.
That's a spinoff podcast.
Let's do that.
Titty bar.
Take the recorder.
Craft beer podcast.
You guys are going to do that, and you're going to interview the dancers.
Titty and taint. Beer tour.
You're going to interview the dancers and say, what is your favorite
show
beer?
Me your taint.
And they will.
For $20.
Yeah, I don't know
that
how
much?
Legal this would be. You could take in some craft beer and say, try this, and what do you think about it?
Hey, what do you think of this BBC Pale yeah. Ale? Would you like to listen to your bar? If you had this here, I would probably come here more often. Right.
I will sign up for this venture.
Right. So where can people find you online? Oh, I'm sorry, John King. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm sorry. The song is over. Your interview is over.
And you can find John King at xtube.com.
xtube.com/John King.
Bam, chica, bam, bam.
So where can people find you on Twitter and Facebook and all that?
At this point in time, with the craziness of what all is going on with the zoning, I really haven't done the Facebook thing because I don't know where I'm going to go and how I'm going to change things. But I've been on Twitter. It's at Old Lou Brew. You can find us going through Louisville Beer. You can basically connect that way. You can email me directly. I don't have a problem. I'll respond to everybody. I'll talk to anybody. It's wadekmattingly@gmail.com.
And if you need a ride, Wade will come get you.
Yeah.
For
and
a couple
I'm,
of beers.
And taxi basically, service. Me and Scott are going to be driving around town going to strip bars looking for beer. And
don't forget the ride to St. Matthew's.
It's on the agenda.
7 p.m.
So I've already started a new business with the cab thing. So
ScottsTaxi.com.
Is that like farmersonly.com?
We
We grow them right.
Wow.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the podcast tonight. It was a blast.
It was a pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank Absolutely. You, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for driving the bus tonight, John Worth, with your RTV degree.
We haven't done a second take on the podcast in a long time.
Well, you haven't fucked up this bad in a long time.
And again, that's why we have Scott Likens on the show. I'm your host, John Worth.
I'm John King. It's Ortega night at the Worth family household.
We're all going to John Worth's house to eat tacos. Scott Likens, paint it out.
We're out. See you next week.
I'm not eating John Worth's taco.